Everybody, you're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and to my right is...
Esmeralda Leon.
And to my front...
Sure, I'm Kevin McGuire.
And these are the two co-hosts for the live podcast, and we've decided to do this on the back porch, is that? Patio?
What
is
patio. This? Yeah.
It's the patio of the Hungry Brain in the delightful February weather, so it'll hopefully be not that windy. And we're doing this because yesterday was Valentine's Day, so we didn't record. And what happened over the weekend, Kevin, that you wanted to talk about?
Kevin Smith had a whole thing with Southwest Airlines. I'm not saying anything in particular because I don't think he got kicked off because he was fat.
Okay, well, what was it?
Well, I listened to he does a smodcast every week. He did one he called an emergency smodcast to explain what was happening. According to him, every time he flies in Southwest, because it's so cheap, he buys an extra seat.
Yeah, because
he's fat. But because it's comfortable that way.
Are you going to tell the really long Kevin Smith hour-long version?
No, because he repeated himself multiple times.
Yes,
the last hour of it was just, nothing. But so because of that, when he was asked to leave, everybody sort of... And he told people that he had a second seat. I think everybody just kind of assumed because he bought a second seat because he was fat. So anyway, it's been interesting, but...
Do you know about this, Merle?
Yeah, but that doesn't explain why he got kicked off.
Well, they don't know yet. Well, they're saying it's a safety concern.
That's what they said. I think, and here's a conspiracy theory right here, that the people at Southwest are probably trained to sell more seats to fat people so they can make more money.
And that was not mentioned, was it?
Nobody said that as far as I can tell.
That's the most reasonable explanation, but that doesn't understand getting kicked off the plane.
Not really, no.
That explains the second flight.
Yeah. But that was that one.
If you don't know the story, I'm already ruining it. He got kicked off of a flight because they said he couldn't put his armrest down, and he proved that he could put the armrest down, and he had this. He couldn't buckle the seatbelt because she had already. She came to him before he did that.
Before he even sat down.
Exactly. So he got sent a second plane and blah 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 on Twitter and blah blah blah, and now there's a whole thing. He might be on the Daily Show.
Really?
He wants to go on the Daily Show and sit in the Southwest chair, strap it on, and if they're wrong, give him an apology and change procedure.
And, this did happen to someone else who was really a really fat dude. And I don't remember the dude's name. He's, like, from
guy?
The South. No. Just some regular
guy. Yeah, it happens all the time.
And he got kicked off, and they still haven't done anything for him. The guy that got kicked off, I think it was Southwest. It was one of those, like, cheap budget flights, but they still really weren't justifying why they kicked him off, and they said it was a safety risk and that whole same issue, but he had already flown to where he was going. They wouldn't let him go back on the same planes. So
and that segues perfectly into what we actually wanted to talk about, which is an appetizer restaurant.
And this will work out because if we have it in a place and then fat people fly to it, they can't leave, so they have
to that's good.
Stay
that's
there
perfect.
And eat all day
exactly.
long.
Is there an appetizer restaurant? Not
like,
tapas.
No, but there's like a, your TGI Fridays.
No, that's just shit. This is
no,
gotta
they
be
have
good.
Entrees.
Exactly.
We would be all appetizers.
All appetizers.
So you'd have a core of like four that are, I think it'd be better if it was fancy dining.
Yeah, that would be cute because then you'd have little plates and people would.
Then what's, it'd be like American tapas then, sort of?
No, because every day would rotate.
All right.
Or every week would rotate a specialty. So there'd be like four Greek appetizers. And then you'd have your standards, which are there, like, those are the house favorites.
Like the, your chicken wings and your mozzarella sticks.
Not your chicken wings. I don't
sliders.
Like...
Sliders. I like, you can make sliders very fancy.
I was thinking more egg rolls.
All right.
For some reason, I like all egg roll diet.
Yeah, that's a good,
good
one. I had a Mexican egg roll once.
You
it
could
was
do
good.
Oh, see, there you go. You could do an entire night specialty around the world, egg rolls.
Nice.
See, I think this would work like gangbusters.
Yeah,
it could,
I think so.
Do you? I never get appetizers.
I don't. I feel like they're an extravagance of sorts.
But
they
when I eat the appetizer, why did I order the meal? I wanted more appetizers.
Yeah, I think they have like way too many calories, I guess.
And no, actually, in weight, well, if you get the fried stuff, but weight loss books and things always tell you maybe you should probably get one or two appetizers. And then, like, a salad or a soup or something, and then that's your meal, and you have different tastes, and you don't have to stick with the one big heavy thing.
I think it's actually a pretty good idea.
I know. Except I have no desire to actually do this.
Mm-mm.
I don't ever want to work in a restaurant again.
Our friend Dana is going to come tonight. He's been trying to do his wing restaurant.
See, I don't like wings without drinking.
No, I don't like wings at all.
I love wings any time of day.
You don't have to be drinking.
I don't have any problem with eating wings with or without a drink.
What's your favorite place to get wings in Chicago?
Oh, where did we just eat Crisp.
Crisp?
They do, yes, they
Where's
do
crisp?
Korean food. It's like Americanized Korean stuff. But they give you these massive wings, and they have them in, like, this tangy barbecue. There's, like, the other sauce is called Seoul Sassy. Seoul spelled like Seoul Korea.
S-E-O-U-L?
Yes. But it's actually quite good fried chicken.
That sounds
crispy
delightful.
Crispy skin and huge chicken
Once
wings.
Again, this podcast evolves into food.
Yep.
Like always, something. Oh, so now we got a box. Merle picked up the box today from Uncle Fun. So we have excellent prizes to give away in addition to the other prizes that we have to give away.
The not excellent
Which means
prizes.
Everyone should show up February 22nd.
And what's... We're March 22nd. No, we're March 29th.
March 29th,
March 29th.
Yeah.
On, both lineups are quite good. Let's talk about those people because they're not us, and I feel like I could compliment them and not myself. So Scott Smith, one of the editors of Playboy.
He had a reading here once.
He had a reading here
it
once.
It was very entertaining.
That's a good reason to show up.
Yeah.
Thank you. Brendan McGowan.
He's hilarious.
Is great. Have you seen Brendan?
I haven't, but
he did a bit about Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes.
Talking about food. Yeah.
John Candy, there it is. And White Mystery, who's going to play, who you saw. No,
I just listened to the Chicago Music Podcast
so
track. It was
they're
great.
So good. And then the one we're, that's with Merle and me, and then with Kevin and I is, you forgot already,
yeah.
Brian Costello. One of the funniest, also a talk show host. He used to have his own talk show at the Empty Bottle, so I have to ask him what I need to do to make it better. And we got Cameron Esposito, who you've seen,
yeah,
who's very,
funny.
Very funny. And we have one of the gentlemen from the Hoyle Brothers going to play some beautiful country rock and roll.
Nice.
Sounds We're not good. Wrapping up. I just decided to throw a plug in directly in the middle.
All right.
Why? What's so bad about that?
Throwing a plug in the middle?
Why not?
It just completely disrails the entire appetizer.
Doesn't.
I wanted to get away from food.
I think it's fine.
You think it's fine, yet you have nothing to say other than I think it's fine. I'm going to shake my drink.
Well, you know what? This is our podcast. We can do whatever we want. We can have the plugs in the middle, in the beginning. It could be an entire show about plugs. Hair plugs. plugs.
Would you ever date a man that got hair plugs?
No.
Can we talk about
terrible.
Your boyfriend now?
Yeah.
Is he bald? Is he going
yeah.
bald? He's had
he's
a shaved
going
head.
Going bald, but he shaved his head because he understands that it's
he doesn't
done
look
now.
Bad.
Way to go.
He doesn't look bad with the bald head.
He doesn't.
Would
thank
you
God.
Ever want him to have hair plugs?
No.
Toupee?
No.
What if it's like a Halloween thing?
Well, that's fine.
Have you
Why
seen
would
him
that
with
be
hair?
A problem?
Have you seen him
yeah.
with, like, long, luxurious locks?
No.
I've seen pictures of him before I met him, and he had more hair.
Well, of course he had more hair.
It was never long.
He wasn't born with a balding head.
Well, wait a minute. We kind of all are.
I had a full head of hair, thank you.
That's
really?
Right.
Well, all right.
I ain't no freak. I got hair.
Exactly. I came out with hair.
All right, so... You've never seen him with like Fabio hair.
No, I don't even think he can grow that.
So
like
hair
it just it's that's not.
It does
hair
look like Gallagher?
Yeah, I think it gets curly.
Does hair matter to you at all?
No, I mean it would be nice, I guess.
So it would be nice sometimes.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's not necessary though.
Exactly. I mean, sometimes I want a steak, but sometimes I can't get a steak, so I stick with.
Sometimes
you hamburger.
Just eat appetizers.
Couldn't you have said like sometimes I want a drink? No, it's always food.
Why?
Food.
I connect with food more.
Oh, I had curry.
I have a connection.
Before. We got Kevin and I got the Domino's, new Domino's.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a one and done thing.
Now,
waste of
did
money.
Did you eat the rest of it?
Hell no. We gave it, like, by the time we wrapped up that night, it was on Saturday night when we were both working at the bar. By the end of the night, there was, I think, 6 pieces left out of 18 because people just started taking them.
Did they?
Yes. $17 for me, $6 for Kevin. You got your money's worth. I did not. But
I thought the other bartender kicked in a little.
No, he didn't. Oh. No one kicked in.
But I thought it wasn't good.
It wasn't good, but it's about principle. You know what? I had a piece in the morning. It was cold. Not so bad.
So you would have eaten it regardless?
In the morning, yeah. I like cold pizza.
Cold pizza's good.
Yeah, especially that doughy cold pizza.
Yeah.
Would you ever get the Domino's again?
Yeah.
That wasn't the first time you had it.
No, I'd had it during my Dungeons & Dragons sessions. We
Are you actually
it.
Promoting this?
Yeah,
You're
I love
not
it.
Ashamed of it?
I'm
Never
not
because
at all.
One of your co-players hit me really hard on the shoulder when I said that in front of a girl he liked.
Well, that's just, you know, that's Igor.
Come on, man. Be proud of it. That's all.
I am. I'm totally proud of it.
You
that's
really shouldn't be proud of it.
I enjoy it.
Why do you enjoy I still can't fathom this.
It's a nice way to hang out with your friends and do something that's...
Are you doing anything, though?
Yeah, I'm the guy that runs everything. I make the story.
That makes it weirder!
He's running his imagination.
I think it's kind of good. I'll watch a TV show or something. I'll be like,
yeah.
That would be really cool if I did something like that in the game.
Have I made you angry from my... How long have you been playing now?
Well, I mean, I played when I was younger.
But recently, this...
Yeah, almost a year now.
I've been making fun of you for almost a year now about this.
I'm used to it. I did
Does
this
it
in
anger
high school.
You?
No.
At all?
No, because I'd really... I mean, if you really, if it really bothered you, you'd stop talking to me, right?
It doesn't bother me. I just like making fun of you.
No, that's good. I don't care.
You really don't?
No, I don't.
Okay. What else could I make fun of you about? What else?
My shitty beard?
Yeah, you do have a shitty beard.
I've been trying to... We should take a picture and post it on the website.
I've been telling you to grow a beard for... Since that one time you had a beard.
Yeah.
You look way better.
Now, even?
Now it's getting there. It's,
yeah.
You look the same as if you were shaving. But once that thing grows in, oh, man.
Yeah.
That's like double the hair that her boyfriend has. He won't know what to do. Has John had a beard?
He sadly can't grow a proper one.
He's got like a goatee or something, right?
He does, but if he tries to grow on the cheeks, it gets a little patchy.
Nice.
So.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to close this one out. We're going to record again, and we're going to talk about Anthony Bourdain and why Merle will fuck him.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus,
I don't like him.
Obviously, you don't like him. You don't like anybody. Name one person you like.
I like Kevin Smith.
All right.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, and we're back. It's about, what, an hour and a half later? President Turtle's about halfway over, and we came out to discuss...
Silver foxes.
Silver foxes. What is a silver fox?
It was actually, you know what, from what it started was cool old guys. They don't necessarily have to have silver hair, but most of the good-looking ones are silver foxes, which is an, it's not necessarily an older man, but most of them are older to the sense of the women who are attracted to them. They are much older. Anderson Cooper, Anthony Bourdain, they all have the silver hair.
I think Anderson Cooper's all that old.
He isn't, but he's still
is
a silver
45?
fox.
He's 45, right?
In terms of at least my age, he is older.
He's older than you.
Yes.
Someone that could be your dad or almost be your dad.
He could probably, almost if he was a young father.
If he was a young fox.
Yes, but he is in the whole school of silver foxes.
And you like them, that they are attractive to you.
I've started looking at them in a different light. Anderson Cooper, he's young looking.
He's also gay.
He's really
it doesn't matter. I'm not about to like go hang out with him and try to seduce him.
If you had the chance, would you?
No, because
like
he's
gay. Like you saw him at a club.
So you're not crazy.
Or a bar.
You're not crazy.
Yes, exactly.
But Anthony Bourdain.
Oh well, even then, I'm not gonna try to seduce these people.
Why?
They're just good looking fellas.
Why not?
What if they? Okay, how about this? How about they come up to you and they're like, "Hey, how are you doing?"
Anthony, oh well, then maybe.
Okay.
I'm not about to go stalk them, and I'm not about to go to New York and try to find where they live and then
so
put
how,
rabbits in,
how old are you now?
In boiling pots. 26.
Would you have done this at 18? Would you have liked silver foxes at 18?
Probably, because they are through and through good-looking guys.
So for men, do you think this is a weird thing that women like older men and men
No. Women have always liked older men.
Okay. The one thing, you sent me an article about this.
Yes.
And the one way I like that they summed it up is it's not necessarily an older man thing, it's just a man thing.
Exactly.
The difference between guy and man.
And they pointed out the example of Don Draper in Mad Men, and then you said, when I did my silly way of trying to give you that example, you said, oh, so a man is, you know, he cheats on his wife and cheats on numerous women over and over again. That's what a man is.
Hell yeah. According
to that is what, yeah.
I like to think
according
to
Don Draper.
To me, the man, in terms of like the manliest man, it's Clint Eastwood in all of his films.
Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily make it an age thing.
He is, you know what, he is old as dirt, but
he's
back in the
awesome.
Day, he's good looking. And I feel as if even, I'm trying to think like the oldest I would go with him. Not now.
50.
He's really gross.
Probably 50.
But
probably double your age is probably the longest.
Probably.
There's that whole, you know, the computation.
Oh, this,
double your age minus 7.
Yeah, that's fine or whatever.
Or whatever,
but whatever.
No, but the thing is, it was his attitude and the way he acted in this movie. I understand that is a role that he was playing, but he chose that role.
That's true.
And
that's
he
true.
Did it well.
He did do it well,
which
and he
means,
directs films. That's
exactly.
Why I like.
Oh, and that's pretty badass too.
Because he's his own man.
He
How
is.
Do you feel about this, Kevin?
I like him. I thought Mystic River was very overrated, but that's just mostly because of Sean Penn.
But wait a minute, in the article they also, you didn't read it,
no.
Kevin, but in the article, did you read that part where the author writes, talks about how guys that are her, about her age,
mm-hmm.
they all ride bikes.
Yeah.
And they're just very, they're like man children.
But it's okay to, like, that's
okay at all.
Bell on their bike. like, ding, yeah. ding.
There's nothing wrong with
it. There isn't anything wrong with that. It was just, it was kind of a, she's just kind of trying to make a distinction between what she sees as a man.
It seems like a very conservative point of view to me.
Like, these are guys,
I want to date a guy from the 50s.
No, you know what I'm thinking
of? Who might beat me and
drink
all the time.
No. But there are parts of that that are obviously better.
But I'm thinking,
Well, the older I get, the more I'm into fashion. And I'm not, you can laugh all you want, D&D boy.
You know what it is, though? It's not fashion per se, it's looking good.
You look nice.
Looking presentable.
Yeah, I'm not buying expensive clothes, I'm buying clothes that fit.
Exactly.
Instead of t-shirts.
You look put together.
Exactly.
I'm wearing a button-up shirt tonight.
Yeah, but you had to make a point of saying that.
Yeah.
And you're wearing jeans.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they kind of negate each other.
Maybe.
Which isn't a problem.
No, it's not a problem. All right, so the last time we did this was about an hour ago.
Right.
The recorder just died.
Yeah, are we going
to... We're going to recap a little bit. We're recording right now. Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
When the red light is on, we are recording.
Well, I didn't know it was the real recording.
Yes, this is the real recording. So we're starting right now. You got
okay.
it?
Okay.
So we were inside, and Kevin read the article about the man cougar, essentially.
Man cougar.
No.
It's not a man
it's
cougar.
It's not a man cougar.
It's not.
No.
But it kind of is.
No.
Why is it not a man?
Because they're not actively searching out young girls. Young girls just go to them. So they're really man magnet. Young lady magnets.
I think, you know, if they were being really classy about it, they'd be like, no, you know what? I'm old enough to be your grandfather. No, I'm not going to fuck you.
You can not fuck them and still be attractive.
Sure.
Yeah, wait a minute. Are you kidding me? If a girl... Say you were... Okay, you're what, 30...
I am 29,
29,
thank you very much.
Sorry. You're... Okay, say you are... Oh, Jesus. Say you're 40. A 18-year-old girl sidles up to you at a bar.
Hell no. Hell no.
What if she was literally...
At 26, hell no.
What if she was literally... No, give it a chance. What if she was literally...
If she was 18, I would just think she would want me to buy her drinks.
Oh, that actually makes sense.
Fine, 21.
Okay, let's say 21. But she sidles up to the bar, and she literally is not everything, but she's a pretty cool girl.
All right.
You're talking to her. It's amazing. It's like you're laughing. She's getting your things and everything. And then in the end, you find out she's 21. Are you really going to be like, no, you're too young?
I probably wouldn't. But
I would, yes.
Are you kidding me?
Because you're talking about one evening. And if it's at a bar, you're both relatively intoxicated. Yes, no,
but
maybe.
I'm just saying in the sense of everything that she talks about, you're like, oh, yes, that is good, yes.
Have you ever met a 21-year-old?
Well, I'm not saying it's real. I'm just trying to give
I usually find them kind of vapid and boring.
Well, no. I'm not saying all 21-year-olds are vapid and boring.
I'm sure
there
has to be some.
Sure.
At least five of them. I don't know where they live, but there has to be at least five.
I like the idea of shared experience. I value that more. And I'm not trying to sound like a Buddhist here. I just think that that's more important.
Yeah.
And if you're relatively close in age, it's a lot easier to have that shared experience. For example, I'm from a city. I think it's easier to date people from a city.
Okay, what about opposites attract?
That's bullshit.
I think that's...
Really? Legal. Are you kidding me?
Think of my girlfriend and me. We are very, very similar.
Yeah, but she was born in the suburbs.
I was born in the suburbs, kind of.
Yeah, but no, yours was not the suburbs. You had a CTA.
Yes.
She did not. She's a barn in her parents'
but
house.
She knows who like the newscasters are, and she's familiar with the same commercials. You know.
Okay. Yes, but this goes back to the 21-year-old who knows a lot of things. You just can't disregard of the age.
I wanted to bring this up. All right, so you were talking about this manly man. This
we
sort
should,
of
honest,
Jordanian man is what the article
is. I'm sorry. Let's give the audience the background info because they don't know what we're talking about, honestly.
Okay, the Anthony Bourdain thing is an attractive older man that is experienced and worldly, yet not a guy. He's a man.
Yeah.
We covered that in the last one.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
you're not going to post that last one.
We are.
Oh, you are?
Not the one from Kevin's, but from this one.
Okay, well, we got halfway.
Right. Well, the one thing that I noticed in the article that they brought up that you guys didn't bring up, she talked about John Larroquette a lot.
Yeah, John Larroquette.
That was the author's experience, though.
Yes,
right.
Because she had her first crush when she was 11 and Night Court was on.
Sure.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's like an 11-year-old now watching John Stewart, probably the same crush.
Sure. Okay, but when I was reading the article, the one thing that came to my head I wanted to talk about was, all right, so this guy, this mystical guy, this John Larroquette,
He's not mystical, it's John Larroquette.
this Bourdainian man in their article.
It's Anthony Bourdain.
Let's kind of flip that around. Is there a woman, not a girl, a woman?
Yeah, Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren.
I don't know who that is.
Well,
thank you.
She's the queen?
What about Kate Blanchett? Kate Blanchett's like 40.
I like her.
What about Diane Lane?
Here's the problem. All women usually are like that.
They're classy.
To a point, yes.
What are you doing? Are you being silly?
We are being silly.
Oh my god, I felt like we were just puppies.
We are being silly.
We turned into a basket of puppies.
We turned into puppies.
I think the reason why women and men are attracted to these men are because they are mature, they know who they are. And I think more women know who they are at 40 than most men know who they are.
But I think that there's probably... And there's not a whole lot of guys...
And more importantly, I think a lot of 25-year-old women know what they want a hell of a lot more than 25-year-old males.
That's probably
now,
true.
No, see, the cougar thing is entirely different.
It is totally different.
It is completely different.
Yeah, exactly.
Cougars just want to relive their young
lives. I want to get, I guess, Kate Blanchett or Helen Mirren, you said.
Hell, any woman.
Julianne Moore was the first one that popped in my head.
Fine, perfect.
Throw in Kate Winslet.
Yeah, well, she's
getting
like
there.
35.
I like her from when she was on Extras.
Yeah, but she still exudes that
I'm funning myself stupid
not,
and I'm bloody loving it.
She's not an old lady, but she still exudes that class, which
that
is such a horrible word.
It's okay. I think.
Well, let's get the worldly.
You know what? She's not a Lindsay Lohan.
That's true.
What's wrong with Lindsay Lohan?
Are you kidding
me? She's beautiful. It's a
Christ
beautiful girl.
Almighty.
She's gonna be fine. All right. Here's the thing. It's not so much if it's a male female thing. It's someone that knows who they are. And
it's the attitude. It's just how they carry themselves.
And the problem I had with the Bourdain thing is they said these guys have to listen to the same band, circa 71.
Right.
And it's got to be all on vinyl.
Somebody that cares, they said in the mention of the article about when Dylan went electric. Who gives a shit about that anymore?
I do. I understand the thing against that, but I do see how they kind of equivalent that to a man.
I think it's just a conservative thing. Like
that
people,
is just,
these
no,
people
I
are just
disagree.
Like
I
these
disagree.
Women have daddy issues essentially.
No.
That's
what
I
think
have
this
no daddy
all
issues
about.
Whatsoever. My daddy was around at all times. I have no daddy issues.
I don't think it's that simple.
Okay.
I just think it's someone that wants someone that has goals and is doing what they want regardless of their couple situation.
Alright.
And those are the men that are usually attractive to these females.
I think it's someone who has, not necessarily power, but he's confident,
mm-hmm.
and if he wanted the power, he would take that power, and he wouldn't abuse it, I guess.
Mature, perhaps.
I think so, at the end of the article, what did it say? It talked about the whole man-child thing.
Right.
And I always go back to Fight Club, where he's like, I can't even have a girlfriend or a wife. I'm a man-child. I'm a 30-year-old man-child.
Sure. I mean, it's a thing that happens, yeah.
And it's more and more common.
It is, but I...
And it is a little disturbing. Yes, I'm not a person to go against that. I don't really necessarily want a man. I mean, I'll go for anyone. I'm just saying, like, my boyfriend right now, I wouldn't really consider him a man in that sense, because he isn't in this...
I'm trying to compliment him, but you're not.
I'm thinking in, like, the Don Draper,
John is certainly not Don Draper.
He is not.
But here's my point, Kevin.
Yeah.
I don't own a car anymore. I own a car for a very short amount of time. Have you ever owned a car?
Yeah, I did.
Did you know how to change a tire? Did you know how to change the oil?
No.
Did you ever have a desire?
I do.
No, my dad worked at General Motors and would try to teach me that shit when I was younger, and I just didn't care.
But don't you see the value in that?
You should know how,
well,
just in
that's
general.
That's part of why I wanted to move to the cities, because I didn't want to have a car.
Fine. Think about it.
I know how to
think
change
about it like
oil.
A grill. Do you know how to run a grill? Do you
know
how
to
properly set up a grill?
John doesn't know how.
Yeah, I can do
setting
that.
Setting up a grill. Things like
I kinda
these
do.
Things are important.
See, I see those as things you should
like
just
know.
Like
when Don Draper built the fun house for his
exactly.
kids.
Exactly, and you know what he was doing the entire time?
Drinking beer.
Exactly.
And fine.
And that's awesome.
He did a good job at building that fun house.
That's right.
He deserves a beer.
Or 30, and that's awesome.
Let
that's
that man's
fun.
Man.
He deserves to wander off in the middle of the night and not come back.
What did he bring back? What did he bring back?
A dog.
Exactly.
And the dog wasn't in the show.
What did
dog.
Homer do? No, the dog's been in the show.
Really?
Yeah, think of the episode where Betty starts shooting the stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Think of, what did Homer do when he didn't have money? What did he bring back?
A dog. and Santa's helper.
Santa's little helper.
The only
it's a very conservative mindset.
It's not
no, but you know what?
Like
no, no, no. Okay, all right.
And the dogs.
What's wrong with that?
The only
thing is like to think that I'm more progressive than
why me. Is that conservative?
It just that's what I got out of
Homer
reading.
Has the
no,
best, like,
you know what it is? The only problem I see in the sense of Don Draper.
Yes.
What I see, the only problem I see with Don Draper.
Keep going.
Is the fact that he has these ideas and he doesn't tell them to his wife.
Yeah, that's the separation. That's between the old and the new. That's exactly. The conservative.
And that's what's wrong with it. He does not tell her what
does
he
Anthony
really
Bourdain
feels.
Does Anthony Bourdain have a wife?
He does, and a child.
Really?
She's Italian, like straight up Italian. She's from Italy, Italian.
That's what Italian means. So.
I'm just saying, she could have been born here Italian, but she's literally off the island.
Off the boat.
Well,
she's off the boat Italian.
What about Obama?
What about Obama?
I think he's a man's man.
He's classy. I think he's an intellectual.
He's a crazy
sort of
man's
thing.
Man.
But he's a man's man.
I like Obama.
He's in shape.
Yeah. Yeah.
He knows about everything.
Yeah.
He likes really good music.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
But look at
I
his,
got no
look
problem
at his,
with him.
And
would
look
you
at his
describe
lady.
Him as conservative?
No, not at all.
Then why are you tacking on conservative labels to this?
Look at his lady, though.
He has
though.
2.5 kids. He's got a goddamn dog.
Yeah.
And two kids.
Yeah.
And his
look
strong
at his,
female
yes,
wife.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. She fucking does what she does.
She made more money than him until he was a president. So, what's the problem?
The president doesn't make a whole lot of money.
Well, now she's
are
not
you
working.
Really? What?
Now they make like $250,000
a year. Oh, well, so
made,
little.
Yeah, but she made more.
Well, she was a lawyer, wasn't she?
Well, she also was the head of some boards at the
what
hospital.
What is she doing now?
He was a professor
yeah,
and lawyer.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's my point. It's not a conservative thing. And it's not necessarily, it usually is an old.
He could have been a stay-at-home dad. I said, would have been like, I'm going to go for Obama.
Yeah.
Right.
Regardless.
And I'm not trying to attack you here, sir.
No,
I understand
fine.
Why females are attracted to these
it's,
males.
There is just, it's the confidence. There's just something about them. They could honestly be stay-at-home dads, but there is something about them where they, it doesn't have to do with what they do, and they're not fucking they don't axe down trees and
I
shit.
Actually think that
they're
is
not
a
lumberjacks.
Pretty...
They're not lumberjacks. They don't have to be goddamn lumberjacks. He could be a professor. He could be a lawyer.
Right.
But there's something about how he presents himself that makes him a man. How he takes care of it. He takes care of his children. He is a man.
Yeah.
Regardless, he could be a stay-at-home dad. But he takes care of his children while his wife goes out and makes money and he has no problems about that, but he takes care of the fact that someone has to take care of the children.
Talking about Obama.
In theory.
In general.
Mythical man that we're talking
about. This man...
I don't think it's a mythical thing, though. I think it's a very achievable goal.
What I see is this man is... He does what he has to do in order to take care of... Sadly enough, take care of business.
Yeah.
Like John Larroquette.
He's working out.
If it is, his wife goes out and works, and he takes care of the children, or he has to go out and work, and she takes care of the children.
All right.
Either
Merle,
way.
I love you dearly. You've been saying the same point for like five
minutes. Okay.
I'm just saying.
I want to bring back again to this reversal to the woman thing. All right, so.
There isn't a reverse.
Let me
I'm
say
sorry.
What I was going to say.
I just threw it.
All right.
In a reverse.
The women, younger women attract these older men, right? There's no really... opposite. I don't hear a whole lot of younger guys saying, oh, I want to get with Cate Blanchett.
They do, but they want Cate Blanchett to just, like, fuck them and leave them.
Right.
Because they don't really want to have a home life with Cate Blanchett. I'm sure some of them do.
So,
but not
this is kind of where I'm getting at with this conservative thing, is the women just want to have a nice guy that will marry them and keep them money.
Because as I
it's
just
not
said,
a money thing
you want me to reiterate?
No, I don't really. I understand completely.
Folks, rewind to, what,
last
30
eight
seconds?
Minutes of you talking.
Yeah, rewind 8 minutes back and then hear it, and then you can hear my rebuttal.
I don't think.
Let in my rebuttal.
I don't think it's not a gender thing necessarily. It's a confidence thing completely. That's what it boils down to. And I think more confident people are more attracted to confident people, and it just happens more women are confident at a younger age than males. That's all it is, I think.
I don't think it's more confident people attracted to more confident people. I think it's...
Well, confidence is attractive.
It is, and that's why...
Fine, here's a great example.
I'm
Alec Baldwin on 30 Rock.
Right.
Oh,
that's a great example.
Although he's kind of fat now.
Doesn't
like,
matter.
I wish he was like.
No, you
don't. No, I wish he was he's a Beetlejuice thin.
You're like Liz Lemon when she sees that photo. Can I have this?
No, I wish I wish he was Beetlejuice thin. Now, but what are you gonna do? He's older now. That's not gonna happen ever.
Thought that didn't matter.
So what are you talking about? It does matter.
It does matter.
Okay.
It's not all that matters, though. He's still attractive in a different way.
Thank you.
But if he was ripped, he'd be more attractive.
His character on 30 Rock is a right-wing crazy conservative.
It's a character, though.
Right, and you guys were just talking about how his character is attractive, so I'm talking about his character.
But that's not. It's not because he's conservative, it's because he's confident.
It's not the comp. It's not his issues. His issues aren't what we're focusing on. We're focusing on.
He's got a lot of mom issues.
No, we're focusing on what, how he deals with the issues. That doesn't
ruthlessly.
Have to. Yeah.
Can we? How about we just finish this? Can we talk about how great Liz Lemon is?
Whoa.
Yeah, she's great.
She's awesome.
I wish I could be Liz Lemon.
She's awesome, but there's also a reason why she's single on the show. And I'm not trying to sound sexist, though I am coming off as sexist.
She is sad, but I wish I could be Liz Lemon.
Liz Lemon's... did you see the last episode when she has the dental work done?
Yes.
No, I haven't seen that yet.
It's great. But there's sirens going on. Liz Lemon's problems all relate to her own neuroses.
She doesn't have anyone to help her out.
She doesn't have anyone to help her out. But
not even a friend. Not even a friend, though. That was kind of sad.
Well, it was Valentine's Day, to be fair.
Not really, because most of them were...
Everyone had plans.
Yeah, but they were fishing for guppies.
What? Who was fishing for guppies?
The dude with the hat?
Oh, yeah. No,
what's his name?
He had a date.
He got the fat girl, finally. What was it? She's the cleaning lady to finally have a date with
him.
Which, by the way, who gets dental work after 7 p.m.?
There's a dentist,
John
from the
Hunger Brand.
Yeah,
just
there's a dentist
about it.
In Lincoln Square.
I'm just saying. She got her dental work
you guys
late.
Talk about would you guys could describe Liz Lemon as confident? I don't think so.
No, absolutely.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I think she's incredibly attractive.
Because she's incredibly funny as well.
She wears night Spanx.
She does wear night Spanx. It's delightful.
I want night Spanx.
I think she's great.
They're not mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm literally saying
this. Sadly enough, wish I could be Liz Lemon. Literally, every time I watch that episode.
Why do you wish you could be Liz Lemon?
She's so awesome.
Because she
awesome,
eats all the time, right? That's it.
No, I don't know. I don't even know what it is. Just like her attitude and things. Like, I don't want to be her. But it's so sad because she doesn't have anybody.
Yeah,
but she did get John Hamm.
She doesn't have anybody by choice, and that's what makes her even more attractive. She's not desperate. She's single by choice.
She isn't, because she did get that dude who worked on the show.
It depends on the... Oh, yeah.
And they were
Canadian.
Making out.
Yeah, and
and she wears weird underwear.
It depends
on
the episode.
Liz Lemon is not...
She is
awkward.
Why
are we talking about characters instead of weird people? Liz Lemon
because,
you guys brought it up.
Because...
You brought it up.
No.
You brought up
You brought up Alec Baldwin's character on 30 Rock.
That's
so
true.
I brought up Liz Lemon.
But then when he brought up Liz Lemon, I
because
said, I wish I could be Liz Lemon.
I understand.
Which I seriously wish I could be.
We know that.
I don't see, but the thing is, like, you want to take bits and pieces from her. No one ever wants to be, and no one ever wants to be Alec Baldwin.
Merle, don't you want to be Esmeralda? Don't you want to be Merle?
But bits with Liz Lemon.
So
I
want to
be Esmeralemon.
Why can't we make Esmeralda the best Esmeralda she can be? What can we do to make that happen?
By coming to the podcast.
There you go. No, that wasn't
recording February 22nd.
That wasn't a plug. That wasn't a plug.
At the Hungry Brain, 2319 West Belmont.
Esmeralda, what do you
want? Doors at 8, starts at 9.
What do you want in life? What can we do?
Oh, you can't do anything. You be who you are. That's the only way I can be who
high?
I am.
No, she's
high.
Drunk. Are you high?
No.
Are you drunk?
No. I'm happy.
No, she's happy. That's a good sign.
All right.
I'm buzzed.
Okay, fine. Kevin.
Yeah.
What can we do to make Kevin better?
I mean,
person?
I'm feeling well about my life.
There you go. Are you really?
My family might be listening.
Oh, that's delightful. That's delightful. We're just joking. Jeez.
I don't know. I think that would take another hour of talking to figure out what I need.
Well, what's
well too late now.
One thing.
We're not your therapy.
Actually, this
Kevin.
Has turned into that. What is one thing?
You know, a lady. Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Okay, how do you get a lady? This is a great segue into what we've been talking about.
What?
There's two things. Two things that
this
are.
This is what you're going to end it, aren't you?
We're going to end it, but this is perfect.
What is this? This is an end. This is a
this is,
perfect
we're
ending
around.
To send
we're
emails for Kevin.
We're closing the gap.
We should make this a whole dating bit for Kevin.
We're going to do that. We're going to have Kevin. We're going to date.
What are you talking about? This is perfect. You don't have to do any work. They come to you.
I have an idea for Kevin. Right. It's a very simple idea. He finds Liz Lemon extremely attractive. You find the older gentleman attractive. There are two things that...
I have someone, though.
I'm not talking about you.
Both of you just...
No, just let me...
Let him finish.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. The two things we've been talking about, really, are confidence and a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
You have a sense of humor. I don't know about your confidence level. I can't judge that. That's not something that's outward from anyone. Therefore, ramp up the humor... Or ramp up the confidence, you got a lady. How about that?
No.
No? That's bullshit. I'm right. I am totally right on this.
No, because could you honestly do either or ramped up all the time?
Not all the time.
Well, then how is he going to win that? He wins the lady over, and then she realizes that's not him all the time.
A neurotic bag of problems.
Here's the thing. Do you think he's smart? He's a smart man?
Yes.
Okay, he's a smart man. Is that attractive?
Absolutely. Why is...
Wait. Stop there. Is it attractive to degrade yourself?
What?
You like Conan. You've said this before.
Is it attractive?
Oh,
he's self-deprecating, but in a joking manner.
Okay.
So you don't believe it when he does
No, absolutely not.
Of course not. He had the Tonight Show.
For 7 months.
Really?
And he talks
and now
about
he's got $30 million, which is awesome.
Right.
Yeah. So do you honestly think that he was literally down on himself the entire time?
It's the exact opposite. He had extreme confidence, and that's why he was able to say no.
Sure.
He combined the two.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Combine what you already have. You already have these skills and gifts, Kevin. This is a motivational podcast all of a sudden. You could do this, brother. I turned it into a wrestling thing because we gave away a wrestling prize. Thanks to Uncle Fun, the good people at Uncle Fun.
If you show up at the live recording podcast February 22nd at the Hungry Brain, 2319 West Belmont.
You're a plug
machine. I am. It's great. Chicago, Illinois. Doors open at 8. Doors open at 8.
Or 2010. All right, so... Thank you, everybody, if you've actually got that far. I'm completely surprised if you have, if you're a single lady and you like funny, attractive men. Kevin is the man to go to. If you like funny, attractive men that are also beating themselves up, Kevin is your man, and he will be here on February 22nd for the live podcast. We have, once again, Scott Smith, editor of one of the editors at Playboy.com, Brendan McGowan, a very, very funny stand-up, and White Mystery, Alex and Francis White, brother and sister, real brother and sister, unlike the White Stripes.
Badasses.
They are badasses, and thank you for listening this far. I am surprised at your determination. Have a wonderful evening.